If they are going to make changes to the institution itself, then it's not simply by going and addressing the meeting, raising their hand, giving a speech, making some lobbying with the government, and moving away and coming back a year later. The recognition that if they're going to have some kind of influence over the UN, there needs to be something that is a bit more than just simply participating. And this has led, or this led to the idea that there should be created a forum within the UN in which indigenous people are not simply there as participants, but there as members. In other words, members that can then identify issues, put those on the table, set the agenda, and actually determine the outcomes of the meeting. And that is something that does exist in the UN for non-governmental organizations. So things that has happened in the last 3 years is that indigenous peoples campaigned and pushed for the creation of a new body UN, which would be a body in which they would put their own membership on and who could participate in the way decisions were taken. And that body was created last year, and it's called the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. It's a body which is reporting to the Economic and Social Council, which is a body created by the Charter of the United Nations. And so it's a very high-level body in that sense, in the hierarchy of the UN. And it's composed of 16 members, 8 of whom are selected and nominated and proposed by indigenous people. And that allows indigenous peoples to the UN's activities in a rather dynamic way, in a way which is simply to be to put things on the agenda, but for them to be able to put issues and raise issues and proposals to the General Assembly or to the Economic and Social Council or to the entire UN system. So it gives an opportunity for indigenous people to actually be involved in the process of decision-making. I say involved because, as you know, probably the UN is primarily a body which makes recommendations and doesn't really take too many decisions.